"Zachariah," I said, "what shall become of me?"
"Why, now I shouldn't worry. You've told me your family is wealthy. A good life awaits you. And, Charlotte, you've gained the firm friendship of many a Jack here, not to speak of memories the young rarely have. It has been a voyage to remember."
"Where is your home?" I asked suddenly.
"The east coast of Africa."
"Were you ever a slave?"
"Not I," he said proudly.
"And did you want to become a sailor?" That question he didn't answer right away. But when he did, he spoke in a less jovial tone.
"I ran away from home," he said.
"Why?"
"I was young. The world was big. My home was small."
"Did you ever go back?" He shook his head. "Never long to."
"Oh, yes, often. But I didn't know if I would be welcome, or what I would find. Do you remember, Charlotte, what I first told you when you came aboard? That you, a girl, and I, an old black man, were unique to the sea?"
"Yes."
"The greater fact is," he said, "I am unique everywhere."
"And I?"
"Who can say now?" he answered. "I can only tell you this, Charlotte. A sailor chooses the wind that takes the ship from a safe port." "Ah, yes. But once you're abroad, as you have seen, winds have a mind of their own. Be careful, Charlotte. Careful of the wind you choose."
"Zachariah," I asked, "won't anyone in Providence ask what happened?"
"The thing we'll do," he replied, "is remind the owners that we managed to bring the Seahawk into port with their cargo intact. True, we lost captain and first mate, but they died, don't you see, doing their duty."
"Won't Keach talk?"
"Too grateful that we spared his life. Beside, Jaggery had some hold on him, blackmail. So Keach is free of that, too."
"Cranick?"
"Never on board." "I promise you, Charlotte," he concluded, "the owners will be sorrowful for all the loss, but their tears won't be water enough to float a hat."